We'll call the, what is today? August 5th, Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayor.
Here.
Alderwoman Rojo.
Here.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Here.
With respect to the Boy Scouts, we'll do this one on our own. Please rise and join the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item A, we have a quorum. Item B, citizen B1, citizen's comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak? Any citizen wishing to speak? Mr. Sakwinski. As you know, name and address, please.
Yes, Jay Sakwinski, 2807 West Plaza Drive. I know you guys are getting sick of seeing me here, but again, I'm here to express my objection to the Alps and Rock research that is being currently conducted in its present form. I do appreciate the notification going up on the website and on the newsletter, but I do object to its inaccuracy, is that it states that we are required to participate. And, Mr. Mayor, I forwarded you the email from Dr. Ofterheide. I talked to also Ken Sternick, who is the administrator of emergency services from Milwaukee County. He agrees with that. So I would respectfully request that that newsletter be corrected and the website be corrected. I don't understand why there is a resistance to have accurate information in there.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Alderman Mayor.
Just one quick point. Jay, we're not at all getting sick of you. And actually, through your efforts, a lot of attention has been brought to this subject. And I think it's going to turn out to be a win-win situation. A lot of people have been focusing on this. Milwaukee County EMS has tried for years to get the word out, and you're bringing the attention to it is only making them rethink everything, and maybe something more good will come out of this, and maybe they will be doing something a little bit differently. So we're not getting sick of it at all, and thank you for doing it. Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you, Alderman. Any other citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Any other citizens? Seeing none, I'll call the citizen comment period. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Mr. Haskins, a little slow on the draw there, my friend.
Well, I always follow Leroy, but he's got nothing going on today? What the heck?
This city is going downhill.
Oh, here we go. Sorry. I just wanted to...
you're not recognized.
Craig Haskins, 7120 South Wolfville Road. I wanted to recognize and thank Kristen for our Alderman Wilhelm for putting together the speakers today. I thought it was informative. And at the EDC meeting a few months ago, we had the county's economic development director, T. Whaley Smith, come to present to us. And one of the things he presented was a topic on retail leakage. And I asked Mr. Smith to run a report on Franklin. It was a little difficult to do because it's broken down by county board supervisor districts, so it took some finagling to do, and we finally were able to get a really good-looking report from the county on retail leakage, and I will email that all to you because it kind of goes hand-in-hand with the folks from Buxton that also emailed us when Mayor Taylor was here, a report on Franklin's retail leakage, so I'd like you all to make sure you take a look at that. Just some of the places where Franklin certainly falls short is 50% of every dollar spent on food and drinking in Franklin is spent outside of Franklin. 92% of every clothing purchase is spent outside of Franklin, and this is by Franklin residents. And any home furnishings between 43% and 53%. So as far as retail, those are some dollars that Franklin's missing. So I'm kind of hoping that whether or not we kick up the efforts on economic development, recruitment retention, some of the stuff that we've talked about for the last few months, or whether or not you go through and hire the economic development person to come in and help us with that, or whether you take an alternative like Buxton, who can sort of do some of that with us as well to try to fill some of these gaps. Both their report and the one the county provided to me says that Franklin's residents spend about $500 million a year on retail food and trade. Only about half of that is spent within the city of Franklin. And some of those big retail and hospitality areas are missing here in Franklin. So I just wanted to point it out, and I also wanted just to point out, thank some of the people who came today. We just kind of emailed out the agenda. I didn't realize how many folks that are Chamber of Commerce is here. The folks from Wheaton were here. I see the Rocks here as well. The developer of the Hampton Inn is here. The gentleman up here, I can't remember his name, was here as well. And I just appreciate it. So maybe that kind of sends us all a message that a simple forwarding out of the agenda tonight was enough to drum up a little bit of interest. And oh, and I also see Mr. Bartles here as well. So I watched your, Mr. Grinch's as well. I watched his grandson play kickball last night, so I thought that was pretty fun. Anyways, thanks for the time, and I'll email this to you all as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
you. Hi, we don't know who you are. So
all right, Fred Clemens, 9399 Cobblestone Way. I want to tell a story about my friend, Mr. Lewandowski, a true story, but when I was sitting there in the mayor's chair, he made an appointment with me one day and came in to see me and said, "Mayor Clements, the food at that meal program is terrible." And I know, because I eat there every day. That's a true story. That's a true story. And it looks like maybe I eat there every day, too. I think some of that $100 million that Franklin residents spend on food, I think I contribute to that quite a bit. But the one thing I wanted to say, listening to the presentations about economic development, is that, and I know, Mayor Olson, you were very instrumental years ago with the development of the business park. I know that economic development is near and dear to your heart. I greatly appreciate that. But I'm going to encourage everybody on the council not to have tunnel vision and not to say, well, we're going to focus solely on retail and that's what we're going to concentrate on and we're not going to consider other options, or vice versa. We're going to concentrate on a business park and we're going to look at whatever we can do to increase that and concentrate solely on that. I think one thing that the recession, or whatever you want to call it, since 2007, 2008 has taught us is that we have to be flexible, we have to react quickly, we have to be able to make decisions very quickly. Just to give you one really good example that crosses my mind is that we lost the bowling alley, as you all know, Root River Lanes, and the businesses immediately to the west of that have been closed for quite some time, I think about 3 or 4 years. Wouldn't that be a great location to maybe contact some of the retailers that in the past we weren't able to bring to Franklin and say, hey, we have a new area that frankly is in a more heavily populated part of the city, an area that apparently, at least as far as I know, doesn't have the environmental concerns that maybe some other areas in the past had. Wouldn't this be a great location for some retail development? I think it's just an opportunity waiting to happen. It's been sitting there for a while. I don't know of any reason why it couldn't go there. I don't know of environmental concerns or anything like that. I wouldn't even be surprised, frankly, if the hospital that were there, if it was for a good cause and meant helping to improve that area, wouldn't help us with that project. So I think that's just an opportunity that's waiting. We just need somebody to pick up the ball and run with it. And as I said before, I think a big part of that is keeping an open mind about economic development and not just targeting yourself for one type of development at the exclusion of the other. So thank you all, and have a good night.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Kanievsky.
Bruce Kinieski, 7719 West Coventry Drive. I just want to give some support to using WEDC. I have a client community in Waukesha County that uses them quite a bit, and they're a great resource. Also, look at their website. There's a lot of great information on their website. But most importantly, they have a great mission and goals and objective statement for economic development in the entire state. And it's a good beginning document for every community in the state to utilize in economic development strategies. Thank you.
Thank you. Former Mayor Taylor.
Hi. I'm here tonight to talk about, I saw on the agenda that...
Excuse me, address for the record. Please.
Pardon? Tom Taylor, 7014 Elroy Court, Franklin, Wisconsin. I saw on the agenda tonight that you're going to be talking about economic development. I saw Buxton was up there. I would encourage you to heavily look at Buxton. I think it's a good idea. 9 years ago, I don't think it was, but at that time, we had so much development we didn't know what to do with. We were literally turning development away. Now the world has changed. People are going back to more urban setting, and I think you have to recruit. You need a worldwide consultant like Buxton to go out and market your city and do the things that your staff just simply doesn't have the time to do. The reason I'm here primarily is the picture for the Rock for the downtown that was proposed. I continue to show people this picture, and none of them, or very few of them, have ever seen this. And when I show them this, they go, this is just a no-brainer. Why didn't this occur? And so I'm here tonight to advocate, or to continue to advocate for this proposal. I would say what Mayor Kleiman's said, and that's don't close the door, look at everything. I think with the number of taxes and the rise of taxes, yes, a business park is needed, perhaps even three business parks are needed, but you also have to bring in the retail. You have to do everything to try and hold down the price of the taxes. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Supervisor Taylor.
Steve Taylor, 2812 West Hilltop Lane. Is this open mic night? Is that what we have? So two things.
It is with that shirt.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's summer recess, you know, at the golf course later on. But two items. One is tonight's presentation. I think you should take what you learned tonight and take it to heart and take a look at the Buxton Group as a potential. Since April, what I've heard time and time again is, what's going on up at 76 and Rawson? How did we lose the stadium? Where's retail going to be? What I'm not hearing is we want another business park. No talk about a business park. Now, we had two mayors that just got up tonight that had great support from this community. Okay, the reality is you had 28% turnout in this April election, which means about 15% of the registered voters support Mayor Olson. Do not let him push you down a path you do not want to go. Have the deliberation, talk about what you're going to do on item GA tonight, but if you feel that there's a different direction, go with it. But don't let him push you down a direction you don't want to go. You probably have more support in your districts than he does, so remember that. On items now G5 and G6 regarding St. Martin's Road, I was notified today that I was going to, by county staff, that I was going to receive an email that was not going to make me happy. And at 10 to 5, I received an email stating that North Cape Road will not be done this year. And the portion, that one-third portion, the northerly portion. And the reason why is simple. The Common Council, the prior Common Council, took way too long to decide. We first got the North Cape issues this time last year. And I said, and former Mayor Taylor said, we need to make a decision or it's going to cost us. And now those residents will have a horrendous road this winter because of it. So why am I saying this? Because you have St. Martin's on this agenda. You need to make a decision. If you don't make a decision, and I know you have the water issue, get the results, but make a decision. Let the county know what you want. Otherwise, the same thing will happen. The plan for I already have $3 million scheduled for that project, just like I said I would for North Cape. So if we don't get something done soon, that portion between North Cape and Forest Home on St. Martin's will not occur next year. And if you think that the county is going to hold money because you're not sure what you want to do with water, you have another thing coming. It will not happen. You will lose this funding. There are municipalities that want that money. So you need to make a decision.
Thank you.
Good evening. Darren Schaefer, North 3306 Vine Road, Lake Geneva. I'm here today representing Everest Hospitality and the Hampton Inn and Suites. Just here to say that we strongly believe in the investment and economic development, and we're looking forward to being a strong community partner in that way and helping in any way we can as far as creating new demand generators for the community. Thank you.
It's looking good, too. Hotel. Alderman Wilhelm.
I just want to say, had it been built, you'd already would have had Buxton staying there because the fair, they had a really hard time finding some place close to Franklin, and they ended up in two separate places.
Any other? No, they would have been full, too. So any other persons wishing to speak? Anyone else? Mr. Zimmer.
Mike Zimmerman, 7337, South Cambridge. My point's simple. I was here, started in January, gave you guys, I thought, a hell of a proposal that you went to closed session in April, and said no to. 120 days have gone by, and I hear no strategy, no movement. At what point is this group going to say, this is our strategy, and this is what we're going to be doing in terms of retail? Sounds like a great tool, but let's not buy it if we're not serious about it. So I'm just here to say, I continue to do what I'm doing, but I'd love to know where this group stands in terms of retail. I know what you want. You want your business park, industrial park, but it's time that this group stands up and says, this is what we're doing. Otherwise, there's going to be a group that is created to go do that. So I hope you guys can kind of get it together and make some decisions, but it's been 120 days. And I am keeping count, as you can tell. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Seeing no one else, I will close the citizens' comment period. Item B2, announcements from me. This is, by the way, for those of you new to the audience, this is a new thing for County Council, where I update the County Council on things that are going on in the city that they all need to know. City engineer recruitment update, the application period closed. We had 35 applications. So we'll move forward with winnowing that down, and I'll get an interview panel together very shortly.
Does the council have any part of that?
Yeah, but I haven't figured it out yet. Compensation study, we have received quotes. We've got four quotes, and we're still evaluating those. We should have a contract in place next week, right?
Excuse me. No, it will take at least probably a week or two to evaluate the proposals themselves.
We'll have it quick.
And then the Common Council has to award the contract.
South 76 Street change orders. We've experienced some issues with location of water mains, laterals, and sewer laterals. We budgeted $100,000 for unintended consequences. That total is now $270,000. That will have an impact on the budget, but it's not like we can say no, don't do it. Intergovernmental Cooperation Council meeting update. There is a meeting on Monday. It is in Whitefish Bay, 1 o'clock. You're all welcome if you'd like. It is the mayors and council presidents. And I have an agenda if anybody wants to see it. Just this last week, the health nurse and I met with Mayor Scafidi, and we are joining the Mayor's Fitness Challenge with Oak Creek, Cudahy, Greenfield, and Greendale. No money expended. It's an effort to get people fitter. And I'm going to be... No comments out there, Craig.
That's I thought maybe that was supposed to be a mayoral competition.
You're out of order. Item 2B, mayoral proclamation in your packet is a proclamation recognizing Children's Vision and Learning Month, and I appreciate that. Item C, in your packet there is a minutes from the July 15th Common Council meeting and an adjustment at your places.
Move to approve the minutes as
second.
Any discussion? Alderwoman Mayor.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but vouchers and payroll. Item I-1, the last paragraph. It was moved and seconded by Alderman D'Andrea, which I think is impossible.
Yeah.
I don't know, he's pretty good.
Double duty. I think I may have seconded it, but I'm not sure. I did not go back and look. I'm sorry.
It will be corrected. I just look at my notes.
We can approve pending the correction of that error.
Correct.
Yeah. So your motion is to approve pending correction of the...
Yes.
And the second again.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G1, consent agenda, the request to accept donations for Franklin Police Department, a National Night Out donation, and a health officer donation, as well as the June financial report and request to appoint ADP as a payroll processing agent.
Move to approve.
I was going to ask if we take out the
financial.
Hold on,
let's do this right.
Second.
Any support for that motion to approve? Seeing none, motion fails. Alderman Waddell.
Yeah, I second.
All right. Alderman Waddell.
I just wanted to take out the financial report and take a motion on that one separately.
Is that an amendment?
I guess it's a request right now, if they'll consider that.
Alderman
Waddell. True.
Alderman Evans, is that all right with you?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion to approve items A and C, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, June financial report. Alderman Well.
I just had a couple questions. Maybe Paul could address them. One of them was on page 18. It's the development fund, and it makes the comment about not generating enough impact fees for the debt for the library, law enforcement, and transportation issues. Will that be covered at a? How will that be covered in future finances?
Just by way of reference for that, the development fund is the fund that captures the various impact fees as building permits are issued in the city. Several years ago, the city undertook a number of projects. The police station, the fire station, the library, and a street improvement project along Drexel Avenue between Highways 100 and Highways 36. All of those projects had support, partial support at least, by impact fees. And there were borrowings done by the city to complete those projects with a portion of impact fees then applied to or designated towards the debt service on those borrowings. Over the years, the development has decreased such that the impact fee contribution to those loans has not been taking place for a couple of years now, and the debt service levy.
Thank you, Mr. Moonhouse.
Excuse me. The debt service levy has been increased to make up for that shortfall, but in the future, as those impact fees are collected when development does occur, they will be recontributed back to the debt service fund to offset future debt service requirements.
Okay. That's a good explanation. I appreciate that.
Is there a motion to accept?
I'm trying to make sure if I had another one.
Sorry. I didn't want to push you in anything.
No, that's fine. Motion to accept.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2, Memorandum of Understanding between the Franklin Police Department and the Franklin Public School District for a public safety resource officer.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? I do support this. Seeing no discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, by the way. Item G3, a resolution authorizing certain officials to accept a conservation easement as part of the review and approval of a special use for a property located at 6951 South Lovers Lane.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to amend the resolution as listed, imposing conditions and restrictions for a special use for the Gazebo Park apartment complex. Alderman Well.
I make the motion.
Is there support?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Any
Well, There was one wording issue in the resolution that it directs the clerk to obtain the recording of a certified copy of a resolution in the office. I'm not really sure exactly. I'm sure the clerk knows what she has to do on it, but it's oddly worded. I'm not sure she's obtaining it or she's getting a copy or she's dropping, making sure it's there. Sandy knows her job, I'm sure.
Okay. Item G5, proposed process to reach a decision on the extension of a walk or path and or water main related to St. Martin's Road. Mr. Romine.
Mr. Mayor, this probably could have been titled much simpler, the ability to survey the property owners along St. Martin's as to the desire for a path, walk, and or extension of water. But in meeting with Coleman and the mayor, we discussed this further, and we had concerns that this process, that we would actually create a process that would not result in an outcry by the property owners, trying to work out a process of what would come first, a survey or an informational meeting. That discussion went on. We ended up believing that probably the best is to do an early on survey to find out and receive comment from the property owners, then follow that up as to their wishes, if there's if they place a value on a walk or a path and or the extension of the water, to get that information and then lead to a public hearing, or excuse me, an informational meeting is what I wanted to say, and then a kind of a more binding, once that information is shared at that point, a more binding survey as to whether they are in favor or not. So we did produce a schedule leading to a decision or two, depending on
page 88
or
88.
Yes, on sheet 88. That's correct. It would be the process as proposed. So we're looking for authorization to make the survey, but there is one point I think that needs to be made at this point is if you look in the council action under this item, it talks about it's anticipated that the walk path would be funded by Milwaukee County with fiscal assistance from the County Highway Improvement Program, the CHIP program. Recently, the county, as recent as this afternoon, the county made contact to say that would be true if and only if it is required, and that would be through Trans 75 requirements. If and that's dependent on the type of process, which is the next item on your agenda, the next process that would be required by the city. What do we expect in terms of how the pavement is to be reconstructed? That determination can be made once we make that requirement of them. The requirement then, type of reconstruction, would dictate whether Trans 75 is in play or not. The regulations for funding, if you will. Trans 75 simply, as it is related to South North Cape was, if Trans 75 is in place and you want federal funding, then you must go through the process of determining the placement of walk or path. If 75 is in place, most probably you're going to have to put a walk or path. If 75 is not in place, the county is saying, and I guess this has been consistent all along, they're saying that it's not a requirement of the reconstruction, therefore they would not pay for the walk path.
Does the county understand that we believe that the road needs to be pulverized, reconstructed from its base?
Yes, they do.
And do they consider that construction activity requiring Trans 75? Or do you know?
Once they get the G6, that requirement, they can take that to the state and say, here's how we're proposing to proceed. To get funding, we want to use CHIP funding. does that now require this Trans 75 ruling that would then require the walk path? So, in other words, they need to know what we're going to require of them officially. The belief is probably Trans 75 will not be required based on the type of rehabilitation that we're requiring. That's G6. We'll talk about that.
All right. Alderman Mayer.
I feel the same way I did with North Cape, that we're being backed in a corner by county this time and by the state this time. I'm not entirely comfortable with the way that the survey is going on. I know we've talked, and you're trying a very good job, Ron. You're doing a very good job. I'm just wondering if we should push it off 2 weeks, rethink this, get together, and shoot for it again.
Alderwoman, ma'am.
Because the budget needs to be started. We need to figure out funding for water if it's necessary. Would it be possible to send out the survey with just the water question and then possibly take a survey at the informational meeting for any sidewalk if it, at that point, seemed necessary to do that? Or do we just keep it the same and wait?
I like your second half there. I think that's good. I just think we have to have more information ourselves, more of a plan, more of the impact to the area, if sidewalks or trails or with the road. The water, we do need to know, I guess. So maybe just the water.
Let me offer a suggestion here. A move to approve the survey at the discretion of the two aldermen of the districts. That would be my suggestion. Alderman Wall.
Well, just as input on what that discretion from them might be, the concern with having getting the information on the walkway at the public hearing is you're not going to get everyone to come to the hearing. So if you're doing the mailing on the water, it's going to land in everybody's mailbox, but if you're just doing an informational, you might get. So the water is only going to run. You're about to say the water is only going to the people that are going to be affected by the water.
That's correct. Southeast, I always get the directions up. Southeast, 30% of the roadway already has water or access, or doesn't need water because they have water from an internal source. So, in other words, only about 2/3 of St. Martin's really would be surveyed for water, just water.
So, if you did that, you wouldn't be hitting everyone outside of the area to get the input for the walkway anyway.
I think you would just survey the two-thirds for water if you were doing it, if that was your intent. The intent of this survey, the first survey would be that there would actually effectively be a side note that, you know, for those people in the one-third portion that already have water, that they'd say, we realize you already have water, that would be an insert to this mailer, the first survey.
Okay, so you would be hitting like everyone who would be affected by
yes.
Or use that, but putting this insertion saying that seems like an extra piece of paper that might not have to go, but then.
And the other thing I wanted to say about the informational meeting is there's a reliance on attendance, but those not in attendance that didn't check the box that they received a survey would be mailed one the following day. Alderman
Dan. Yeah, right on all of this, were there preliminary numbers put together so we could know what costs what and what are the ramifications are to the city?
Water has been estimated at $1.8 million. We don't have any numbers from the county yet at this point. A little bit of that is because of G6, the need to know what we're expecting of them, you know, for the road reconstruction. what level of work, and I'll certainly explain that when we get there. But so no, the answer is no, we don't have any dollar numbers.
But, and not even rough numbers that we can go off of? I mean, I don't have to know
project.
I know it's not our project, but what it's going to cost. One of the decisions is going to cost us money.
Well,
and I'd like to know how much it's going to cost. Water, but possibly the path. So I'd like to know, hey, I mean, we're giving the people a chance to vote. Yes, I want. I am interested in a path, or I'm not interested in a path. And I'll guarantee you we're going to have the same results that we had on North Path, North Cape Road. They're not going to be interested in a path because nobody wants it in their backyard. Okay? So we're giving them that chance, and I know it's going to cost us money. So I'd like to know what, I mean, hey, we should have a rough idea of what this is going to cost us.
Okay. Sounds like we're deferring for 2 weeks.
Well, let's not make an assumption here. Alderman Mayor.
I think Suzanne has
Actually, yes, because I think the point is we don't know if we're going to have to pay for the sidewalk or not because we don't know what kind of road the county is going to determine this is. If it's reconstruction, the state would pay for it. County would pay for it. Chip.
Chip will pay for any of the alternatives. But if you receive CHIP, when you get into more of a reconstruction, well, then kick in Trans 75.
Correct.
And Trans 75 then
requires the sidewalk.
The walk path. Mm-hmm.
Let me reoffer a different suggestion. Table item G5. Respond to G6. When we get information relative to G6 from the county as to what avenues they're going to go down, then you can go ahead with a survey from what you know. What's going to happen? That would be my suggestion.
How does that impact the start of the budget?
We don't have the $1.8 million to put in the water. We'd have to bond for it and put it in. Which is why, at your place, the letter outlining the city's position that we discussed. It says reconstruct that road base up, no sidewalk. So we didn't need to put in the water. And that's essentially what G5-6 is. So, I'm looking at the mayor's. Alderman Evans.
Why would you put a path in instead of a sidewalk if you're going to get a sidewalk?
Distinction. It's a difference without a distinction.
Right.
It's the same thing.
So why confuse the residents? Why don't you just say sidewalk? So they know that they're responsible for shoveling that sidewalk. To me, a path, you know, if you just, they might think they're not responsible for taking care of that sidewalk. A path.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Does it matter if it's keyed that based on impact fees? Because that's what the case was on North Cape. Was if this is a trail, there would have been impact fees used versus a sidewalk.
Right.
So maybe that does have some bearing on what we call it and why we call it that.
But I suggest that we not get hung up on nomenclature because right now we don't know if it's going to be required or not.
Right.
Correct.
So is there an action regarding G5?
Move to table.
Second.
Discussion of the motion to table. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6. Essentially, Ron, let me do this one. Essentially says that we want the road with the asphalt removed, concrete exposed, concrete broken up, essentially, and put back down, compacted, and 6 inches of asphalt. No sidewalks, no paths, no water mains. What is the road condition we want? Essentially this. Any discussion? Any action on this? Alderman Mayor.
this is the road. This is the way the road will be done. This is what we expect of the road, period. It doesn't say that there will or will not be paths or trails. It doesn't say that there won't be.
The hook is if the county comes back and says we're using Trans 75, we've got to put a sidewalk in, then that kicks in item G5.
Right.
If they come back and say, no muss, no fuss,
but at least,
we're in good shape.
At least this would be a start so we know where we stand.
Mm-hmm. Right. This decision really does need to be, you know, Supervisor Taylor was talking about. This is the first and necessary step that, yes, here's because the county has come to us and said, what we're suggesting is we think the alternative is to mill off 4 inches of the 9 inches of asphalt. There's a lot of asphalt out there. And so their thought is to take off 4 inches of asphalt and replace it. And that would be the reconstruction. That would be the adequate turnover condition. We said no to that. So from that point on, I brought in some other folks, top-notch designers, and talked to them about what seems reasonable and yet will give us the 25, 30 years of life. And I feel confident in the alternative as described by the mayor is a 25, 30-year life. It is the way to go. It's what others would do.
Okay.
But we need to tell the county that, because then with given that,
okay,
we're going to go to the...
We're about to tell the county that.
Move to approve.
Okay, well, yes, sir.
Second.
All those in any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Got the order, Ron. Item G7, at this point, I don't believe we need any action. Economic Development Commission will proceed with WIDA and any recommendation of the council on any other action. So.
Is this going to be open for discussion as part of closed session, or would
it can be part of the closed session as the closed session is noticed? Sure.
I
don't know that we want to talk about a contract with anybody in closed session, but we'll let the city attorney do.
I would suggest that these items specifically are standalone on the committee of the whole agenda.
Very specific.
So it's pretty, I guess it's a little bit difficult to address where the council might see we're heading with what type of, plans or development, if any. Based on the closed session, so can we have the closed session discussion and then come back and discuss these items?
Sure. Okay, we'll pass on G7 and move on to G8. All right, you ready? Motion to enter closed. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin State Statutes 19.85, paragraph 1, sub E, for market, competition, and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to the potential acquisition and development of property within the city for future business parks and or retail development centers, service, product, and potential investment proposals for such purposes, and the investing of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto, and to affect such development, including service, product, and potential investment contract terms and provisions, and including the terms and provisions of potential development agreements for the development of property within a tax incremental district for future business park purposes and or retail development centers, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein deems appropriate. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman Dandia.
Aye. Excuse me. We'll invite, without objection, members of the Economic Development Commission and the Community Development Authority.
Yes.
No objections, Madam Clerk. Thank you.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Vote is 6-0. We will enter closed session. All those except for those parties we already talked about, please take your stuff. Thank you very much. Appreciate the patience.
Turns Rod back on. So it makes
we've returned to open session. It's now 10:56. Mr. City Attorney, would you fashion a motion relative to the last agenda item?
Perhaps a motion for consideration is a motion to direct staff to proceed as discussed in closed session and to return to the Common Council accordingly.
So moved.
Second.
Is there a request for roll call?
Yes.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
The motion is 6-0. Please mark as unanimous. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Council members. Thank you. Item H, Alderman Dandria, licenses and permits. Is that who wants to do it or somebody
else? Yeah, I move to approve the following licenses. Natalie Radish withdrew application, no longer working for Pick and Save. Tyrone Smoker, hold for appearance. Renewal operators, Jeremy Brown approved. New operators, Sarah K. Deschambeau approved. Samantha DeVinch approved. Sarah Berkfitz approved. Megan Grentz approved. Joseph Hanrahan approved, subject to school and certificate. Renewal operator, Ivan Jekovercik approved. Henry Metecki approved, but missing notary seal. Megan Milling approved, subject to school certificate. Ryan Ruth approved. Gracie Sweezy approved. Cheyenne Turland, we're going to hold for compliance with deferred prosecution agreement terms. Jeffrey Turp approved. Belber Tour approved. Richard Vasta approved, missing seal. Jacob Voss approved, missing seal. Nicole Walbrandt approved. Diane Winkowski approved. John Winkowski approved. Lakeisha Zachary approved. Extraordinary Entertainment Amusement for Knights of Columbus approved. Knights of Columbus Temporary Class B Beer approved. And Extraordinary Entertainment Amusement for Colectivo Coffee Mountain Bike Team approved.
I'll let the record reflect that Alderman Schmidt has vacated his seat. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I-1, there's a new list of actions in front of you. Is there a motion approving the net general checking account city vouchers 152953 through 153210 in the amount of $1,537,126.07 dated July 11th?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Is there a motion approving the net general city checking vouchers in the range of 153211 through 153225 in the amount of $1,575.07?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion is 5-0. Motion approved. Motion approving the net payroll dated July 25th. The amount of $349,348.03 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $375,409.60 plus any matching payments.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Motion to approve, 5-0, and motion is approved. Motion let the record reflect that Alderman Schmidt has returned. Thank you. I was reading. Sorry, Doug. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated August 8th in the amount of $332,420.08 and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $210,274.19 plus any matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman
aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion is approved 6-0. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated August 22nd, estimated at $353,000, and payments of various payroll deductions estimated at $392,000 plus any city matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Vote is 6-0. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving the property tax refunds in the ranges of 13 in the voucher ranges 13293 through 13294 for the grand total of $297.27 dated July 17th?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
We have now reached the end of a very historic meeting. Thank you. What is 7?
It's the committee of the whole.
Oh.
Yeah. So I guess I'd like to ask
for council. Sure. Alderwoman. Excuse me.
City attorney.
Yeah.
City attorney about how to address that.
Alderwoman Mayor, Alderwoman Wilhelm, you have the floor. Thank you. Get it out. Jeez, I'm tired. Mr. City Attorney.
Only that, just based upon the discussion at the committee of the whole, et cetera, staff will obviously make a point of being in contact with the M7 representative for WEDC, and to stay conversant with all the available programs and advise the Common Council accordingly. And staff will, based upon the comments earlier during the committee of the whole, be in contact with Buxton for further detail just with regard to staff questions and the like. As to what might be available and benefits to be incurred by Cindy Franco. So I guess the short form of the motion would be simply to staff will remain conversant with WEDC programs and staff contacts at WEDC, and will contact Buxton Company for further information relative to Cindy Franco.
Second.
Under discussion, I will point out that the EDC works for the Common Council. They are not restricted in generally in who they can talk to. They just can't spend any money, so, and they can't commit to a contract. So they're welcome to talk to the EDC or whoever. Any other discussion?
Are we keeping these confidential packets?
You may do as you feel comfortable. I trust you in having them.
I just want to clarify, we're not committing any dollars. Okay, to Buxton.
Right.
For a $50,000 iPad?
$150,000. $150,000. You lost them. All right, seeing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
On the discussion, I thank you all for the hard work tonight and the spirited discussion and your support. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for a late evening.